Welcome to Lab Life with the Air Force Research Laboratory.
Hi, I'm Michelle.
And I'm Kenneth.
Hello, folks. Today we are joined by Arthur Grijalva to discuss all things SpaceWorks, what it does, what it is, and what it plans to do in the future, the importance of investing in low Earth orbit, and how different groups spanning from academia to industry can partner to help their mission in supporting the air and space forces.
In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, folks. Today we're joined by a very awesome special guest, Arthur Grijalva, the director of SpaceWorks. Arthur, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So right off the bat, gotta ask you, there's a special domain that like the Space Force and Air Force have been focusing on a lot more than most, and that's low Earth orbit. Can you talk about why that's important and what we're doing in that space?
Yeah, low Earth orbit is the first orbit that we have in our orbital regime. And what's really great about it is that's really how we kick off a lot of our activities in space. Is first you go low Earth orbit, and then you can go up into MEO or GEO. You know, it's a little bit higher in the orbits. Yeah, I mean, it's important for the commercial market, and it's something that we focus on here at SpaceWorks.
Glad you said that, because the reason we want to bring this up here is because you're directing a SpaceWorks means you're focusing a lot of stuff over our heads in the stars. So taking a step back from low Earth orbit, kind of back down here where we are in terra firma, some may say, you work at SpaceWorks. So can you tell us what SpaceWorks is and what is your role there being the director?
Yeah, so SpaceWorks kicked off back in 2021. So we're a little over 3 years old now, going to be 4 soon. And really, SpaceWorks is all about partnering. And the partnerships are important because as we step into this new era for the Space Force and the Air Force, we really want to be as competitive as we can. And the way we do that is by focusing on innovation, ingenuity, and all that really comes out from the academic side, from industry, and then really from the government, all working together and partnering together to be able to tap into that. So here at SpaceWorks, we invest into innovative ideas that can be, you know, maybe $100,000 for a study, all the way up to our bigger efforts, our StratFi, strategic funding increases. And those are usually $60 million or more, where we're really going after a commercial and military use capability, growing innovative ideas, getting them into space like low Earth orbit, so that ultimately we can transition that into the hands of the warfighter and have it available for us as a nation in case we go into a conflict to deter a conflict in space.
And thanks for that explanation. And to clarify even more for some of our listeners that, you know, this might be the first time they're hearing of SpaceWorks. So SpaceWorks is part of the Air Force Research Laboratory, and it's also part of AFWERX, which is also a component of the Air Force Research Laboratory. So what's the difference between AFWERX and SpaceWorks?
We're all part of the same mission. AFWERX is both the Air Force side and the space side. We're here at SpaceWorks. We only focus on the space side. So we're a division of AFWERX. In total, AFWERX invests about $1.5 billion per year into the innovation ecosystem. On the SpaceWorks side, we're about a third of that. So we focus on teaming with all the Space Force customers. So Air Force Research Lab is one of them, of course, all the different folks at Space Systems Command, Space Rapid Capabilities Office, and Space Development Agency. We also work with the combatant commands and the operators to see, hey, how can we team together, deliver what you need, and prioritize our investments against those? So really, SpaceWorks is just focusing on space, where AFWERX has more of the Department of the Air Force look, which is the Air Force and Space Force.
And real quick, for the benefit of our listeners too, you mentioned an interesting like subject here, the innovation ecosystem. I know we kind of touched on, and we're going to go deeper into who's partnering there. I just want to get into what that means first. So is this just buying up ideas, buying up technologies, or a mix of both?
We put a lot of bets out there. So when I talk to the team and say like, hey, what do? We're really focused on risk and buying down risk for ingenuity so that we could deliver that into the hands of the warfighter. When I say risk, it's really the risk of these technologies. How do you grow them? How do you scale them? How do you put them in the right representative environment so that when we need them in a time of need, rest assured that they're going to actually work? That is really important for a place like the Air Force Research Lab or for AFWERX and SpaceWorks, is delivering capabilities and making sure that they'll actually work in a time of need.
So I want to go back to something you mentioned kind of at the top, which is about who we can partner with or
why. So a big element of this is we need people to help answer the Air Force and Space Force's goals. So is there any specific people we're looking for? Like you said, it really is people, great ideas that can connect with you. And part two of that question is, how can they connect if they have that idea? Or are we reaching out to them?
We are always connecting with folks. And what I always tell everyone is a great resource is spaceworks.us. So space, you know, SPACE, and then works is WERX.US. So that's where we put all of our solicitations, all of our upcoming events. It's really the best place to stay tuned on what we're doing. We're also on all the various socials, especially on LinkedIn. So that's a great resource as well. I think our best way to connect with folks is our challenge events. So our challenge events is when we really go out there and say like, hey, we have these really big problems. And a few examples are tactically responsive space, space for the future, alternative position navigation and timing, sustained space maneuver. Our most recent one is resilient satellite communications. And what we do is we go out, we propose like, hey, we're having this challenge. And then we really invite academia, industry, private capital investments like venture capitalists, and government and operators, everyone coming together. How can we define this problem and this challenge? How can we best get after that? And we workshop that for a couple of days. And then that feeds right into a contract solicitation where we go out to industry and we ask, hey, can you help us with this? So it really helps us inform the proposals that come in and what we actually get out of it. Usually we put $10 to $40 million in contracts on the line, and we could sometimes have hundreds of submissions. So it's a really great way to get the best and brightest ideas from industry and academia to go after real problems that we need, that we've worked together on to define. So I think that's really one of our best ways. And of course, we're always at all these different events, conventions. So, you know, always feel free to come up to us and, you know, say hi and see how you can connect better with us.
I'm glad you mentioned challenges, and that's something we can definitely dive into here, like a little deeper if need be, but I want to clarify something. So it sounds like a lot of the, like what SpaceWorks is working with, and a lot of our direction obviously is coming up from guidance, whether it be from SECAF, the Air Force itself, Space Force. But here you're actually talking to some people on the ground and saying, hey, what issues are you seeing? So is this a place that you said you can discuss defined issues? Or are you more informing people, hey, we need an answer to this question? I guess how much are we meeting with other people in the middle versus just saying, can you help solve this?
It's definitely in the middle. The whole purpose of it is to workshop ideas. It helps us see what's out there in the market. Because a lot of the times the government, we usually, you know, we have our best intentions. We give all these requirements and here's everything that we need. But we might have missed some great ideas. So what's awesome about the challenge is that we work together, government, industry, and academia, and even, you know, some of the venture capitalist side. How can we really tackle this problem together so that we have the best outcomes? And I love that. It's one of my favorite tools that we have to really get after priorities for the different program offices in the Space Force and ultimately to give capability into the hands of the warfighter.
And one thing that I'd like to dive in to about SpaceWorks as a component of AFWERKS is that, you know, AFWERKS pretty much runs the Small Business Innovation Research Program, CBRSITR, and CITR being Small Business Technology Transfer Program. So does SpaceWorks get involved and award CBRSITRs? And what does that look like?
Since we are part of AFWERKS, we leverage a lot of the same great resources that is part of AFWERKS. So we're always looking to see how we could scale best, because we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of contracts and really a really big portfolio of different technologies and different efforts. So we leverage all the contracting and the finance support from AFWERKS. We use a lot of the same processes. But then we also have fine-tuned processes here at SpaceWorks that go after what customers need in the Space Force.
And can you walk us through, like, I know we have an idea of what the ask is now. So let's say you're a small business that's reached out to us, has found us, whether through the web or website, events, whatever it might be. What can it kind of look like going from cradle to graduation, as it were, if a technology matures enough through your process?
I'll highlight the challenge process again. So let's say we want to go after resilient satellite communications, which is our current one. Folks can be part of that. They could take advantage of the challenge definition workshop. They don't have to be there to actually submit for a proposal. to be considered for an award. But everyone could go online. They could see when the submission time is. They submit the proposal. Then it gets selected. But what's great about being selected and being part of that cohort of companies is it doesn't end there. They're selected, and then they go into our accelerator, which is our Innovate to Accelerate program, where really we give them a couple of months of curriculum where they can meet different stakeholders. They could see how they could team with private capital, how they can navigate the government side of the fence and really tee them up to be the most successful they can and to answer questions. Then once they graduate from there, we usually have an expo day. We had a big expo day in December of last year. We had 200-300 people come, and we had customers from the Space Force side. We had big primes from industry. We had private capital. We had these small companies come. And really, they get to showcase all the great work they've been doing. That even helps them further in transition. So that's the best way to do it. But we always have lots of great opportunities. It doesn't just have to be at the challenges. It could also be when we have normal specific topics. So specific topics are, we want to go after a specific technology or area. Here's what we need. You could propose to that. Then you could be considered for that as well. Another avenue we have is open topic. So open topic is blue sky. Give me your best and brightest ideas. Then we have Guardians and the Space Force look at those ideas and really see which are the best ones, select them, and then they're also part of this ecosystem. You receive funding and you can prototype it, and we can see how that could grow. And then finally, it's not just the specific topic and open topic. You could go from those, which could be $100,000 to $2 million, and you could have follow-on contracts. So a follow-on effort could be a TACFI or a STRATFI. And that's really just us layering on additional funding from SpaceWorks and having private capital also contribute, or maybe the government program offices, so we can burn down risk, mature the technology, and get it ready to actually be a product, either on the commercial side or on the Space Force side, so that we could have that as a capability.
I mean, one benefit right off the bat that I think is incredible is the fact that in these kind of processes, you're acting as educators, like how to partner with the government, work with us and understand some of the flows. So regardless, that there's a huge benefit to like small businesses there. And the expo day is great. What a cool way to show off, hey, this is what we've been working on. Do you need some more funding here? And a way to make those connections. I'm curious though, so are there any limiting factors for these challenges? Like who can take part? Can a business be too large? Can an idea be too far development? Like what would limit somebody from taking part?
So we focus on small businesses and startups. Usually what that means is if you have less than 500 employees in your company, you're probably a small business that we can work with. On top of that, we do work with the domestic market. So this is just companies that are US companies. And then there could be a lot there. Please reach out to us if you fear that you don't qualify. That's what we mostly focus on. So not to say we don't also work with big primes to see how we could work together and maybe have some of these great innovative ideas pipe into what they're doing, because they do that as well. But that's where our funding would go, would be for small companies and startups, and also nonprofits, you know, academic institutions as well.
So Arthur, thanks for explaining to our listeners how they can kind of get their foot in the door through your favorite challenges or exploring the many other ways to connect with SpaceWorks. Check out that website, spaceworks.us. We need partners to make our mission happen. And, you know, as you reflect on your career and your current role, do you have any advice for those startups or new entities that are trying to enter the space sector or really, you know, launch, you know, they have these great ideas. And what would you advise them to do?
Well, aside from participating by going on the spaceworks.us website and all our great events, I say really keep the passion. My favorite part of the job is actually talking to these startups and founders. They're so passionate. You can really tell that the team is very mission focused. And really, you guys could go much faster than we can on the government side. I've seen garage door ideas turn into space vehicle production sites in less than 3 years. So it's really amazing what can be done there. And just keep up the passion, because that's what we need if we want to continue winning as a nation together.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me. Love partnering, and I make this kind of a joke sometimes, but hey, we're the government and we're here to help. But in all seriousness, we want the help. So please reach out to us, and we look forward to teaming more.
Thank you again, Arthur. I can't express enough how awesome it was to talk to you here. We have a lot of other bonus things you may be dropping in the pod, possible Star Wars conversations. If you heard it, you heard it. If not, we'll see if it comes up. But one thing I do know is I can look out for you all to a multitude of events this year and, of course, years going ahead. You can see a lot of these on the website. So if you're ever wondering where to find Spaceworks, looking to partner or see where they're present, check out the web. Or you can at least see them at things like AFA's Airspace and Cyber, Air Warfare Symposium, and Space Symposium, amongst others. But for sure, if you're there, check out their booth. Thank you again, Arthur, for joining us.
Make sure to follow us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube at AF Research Lab. And remember, stay curious.
Logging off.